Well, obviously, there were a lot of red flags, as you noted. Why they didn't get picked up, why they didn't get incorporated into the clearance process, what he was doing, those are all legitimate questions that we're going to be dealing with. How do we fix it?
But he was never charged. He was arrested and not charged.
I know. That's, again, part of the complications. But what I understand, though, it was passed on to different officials. But to go beyond that without any more facts, I don't want to do that. But obviously, when you go back in hindsight and look at all this, there were some red flags. Of course there were. And should we have picked them up? Why didn't we? How could we have? All those questions need to be answered.
Sir, I think this will be scrutinized a great deal, and until I understand the outcome of the investigation, I can't render judgment about whether it was a red flag or just something that flew beneath the radar.